Prophet Joshua.
Amen and amen. And Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Father God, for we know that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we decree and declare that this day is going to be a day of miracles. We decree and declare that this day will be a day of angelic visitation. We decree and declare that we are surely the healed of the Lord. For your word declares, Father God, that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto thee. Father God, we thank you, and we decree and declare that we are truly the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare that we are truly the divine of the Lord. We thank you now for divine provision. We decree and declare, Father God, divine access for your people. We decree and declare divine healing for your people. We decree and declare that this day will be a day, Father God, that you will begin to loose the blessing on your people's behalf. We decree and declare that this day will be a day of divine clarity. We decree and declare that this day will be a day, Father God, that you'll begin to show your people a way, show your people the light, Father God. We decree and declare that this day is going to be a day, Father God, that miracles begin to happen on the workplace. We decree and declare that this day will be a day that miracles begin to happen even in the school place. We decree and declare that this day will be a day, Father God, that you begin to have your will and have your way, Father God. We thank you now. Oh, prophetess, begin to open up the Q line and let's start speaking in our heavenly language.
Going to try to do, I'm sure, whatever they can do. We can
I'm not going to be able to do that. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We thank you, God, for your mercy, your goodness, your loving kindness, God, for drawing us again to this prayer line, God. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for covering us with your blood. Thank you for your mercy and your goodness, your loving kindness, because your mercy endures forever. Thank you for the grace that you have bestowed on all of us. Thank you, God, for peace. Thank you for love. Thank you for joy. Thank you for comfort. Thank you for equipping us, God, with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the sun and the moon, the stars. Thank you for your universe, your planet, God. Thank you for every good thing that you have given us, God. We thank you for everything. And I ask you, God, to remember each and every person on this prayer line on today. Remember those who are sick and shut in, God. Remember us. Remember the prophets. Remember the master prophet and prophetess Deborah and the company of prophets. Bless us in a mighty way. Thank you, God, because we love you. We thank you for our salvation, God. Remember each and every person listening in on the line who is in need of healing, in need of strength, in need of prosperity, in need of peace, in need of joy and comfort, God, in need of safety. Lord, bless your people in a mighty way. Look upon our government and look upon this president and those who are surrounding him, God. Work it out for us, Lord. Save our country. Save us, Lord God. Look upon the Congress. Look upon these people who are making decisions. Help them to be mindful of your word. And we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
And amen. Lord God, we thank you on this call, Lord God. We thank you even now, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunity first, Lord God, to raise our voice and give you glory for all the things that you've done and continue to do. Lord, we pray that you would continue to have your way in our lives. Lord, I pray that you would reveal yourself in a mighty way in this season, Lord God. I pray that the increase that we see, the manifestation of greatness that we walk into, Lord God, will be like never before, Lord God. Shock us in this season, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for not allowing us to succumb to our situations and circumstances, Lord God, but elevating us, Lord God, in our minds and our consciousness, God. When we operate in your strength, when we operate in your likeness, Lord God, may we be able to not only climb over the mountains, Lord God, in this season, Lord God, but give us the power to continue to speak life, Lord God, to existence. We pray for our family, our children, our household, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit would have its way, would have its way in the season, renew us and restore us and redeem us in your way, redeem us in your light, Lord God. We pray for our shepherds and our leaders, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing that continues to overflow in our lives. In your mighty, precious name, amen and amen.
Father God, thank you for your mercy and your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for this midnight call. Thank you for healing. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. Thank you for Allison. Thank you for touching them, for continued healing them. Thank you, Lord, for Archbishop and Pastor Jordan. Thank you for Soy Minister. Thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you for washing over the elderly. Thank you, Lord, for my brother Fabian Warhurst. Thank you for giving him the strength and the comfort that he needs in losing his wife. Thank you, Lord, for giving him strength and grace. Thank you, and for the family too, Lord. Oh, yes, thank you for the family. Thank you for the angels that are already released to help them to get to this most difficult time of their life. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy on them. Thank you for the coming of the blood of Jesus on them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the nation. Oh, yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that's coming them. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power on my bones. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for financial victory. Thank you for debt cancellation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the children who are going back to school. Thank you for watching over them and giving them the hedge of protection. And thank you for my father. Thank you, Lord, also for giving him strength, giving him favor, and getting the apartment. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for my mother, for helping her to get through this difficult time. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you for doing healing her body, too, and touching her. Thank you for your healing power, and for those who are sick, and bless those who are on the line, too. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I give you the praise, the honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father God, we thank you for another opportunity to pray as a family, Father. We thank you for this community, Lord, that you have graced us to be a part of, Father. We thank you for planting the seed and the idea and the mind and the will and the power to organize this, Lord, in the mind and the heart and spirit. Master Prophet Ebenezer Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord, continue to protect them, Lord, and to encourage them, to grow them, Father, and to expose them, Lord, to new and new things, Father. We thank you for the mastery, Father, Lord. You have great wisdom, Lord, and serve within the community, Lord, that you planted in them to establish, Father, and we just thank you for it. Lord, the leaders that are being birthed in this season, Father, Lord, give us all the strength to pursue greatness, Father. Give us all the strength to serve, Lord, to serve truly and genuinely and authentically, Father, Lord. Thank you for the mental strength and the physical strength and the spiritual strength to bypass any frustration, Lord, that might come on a day-to-day basis, Father. We thank you for, Lord, the vision, Lord, the ability to see the greater goal, the greater opportunity, the greater impact, Lord, on your community, Father. Lord, we thank you for, Lord, those that support leaders, Lord, in this season, Father. Lord, let them yield greatly from their service, Lord. Let them be able to learn, Lord, and be able to establish themselves and prepare themselves for roles as leaders, Father. We just for continued open-ended people, races amongst all nationalities, creeds, colors, Lord, upbringings, Father, Lord. We speak a healing, Lord, that surpasses all understanding. We speak a mutual cooperation, Lord, that surpasses all understanding, Lord, bringing a whole new meaning to the meaning of being great, Father. We thank you for, Lord, just standing together, Lord, globe great, Lord, making bringing a unity, Lord. We thank you for innovation this season, Lord. Lord, we thank you for planting innovation on the inside of us, Lord. Let whatever innovation needs to occur, Lord. We thank you for the ability to put pen to paper, Lord, to put keys to the screen, Lord, and to create, Lord. We thank you for new apps. We thank you for new softwares, new medicines, new remedies, new inventions, Lord, and we thank you for them coming out of the kingdom of God, Lord. Even folks on this phone call, Lord, we command and birth opportunity through invention and idea in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. But thine is the glory forever and ever. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the success and prosperity. God, we thank you for the yes. We thank you, Lord God, for spring, Lord God, for the needs of people, God. Lord, touch those even that, Lord God, family members or people connected, Lord God, as though ministry. Touch those that may be sick in their body. Heal them in their mind, spirit, and also their soul. I thank you, Lord God, for the work that miracles begin to work, Lord God, even through these prayer requests, Lord God. Lord God, we put in that, Lord God. We know great and already, Lord God, we thank you for the children, Lord God, that even pray, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the mothers, Lord God, and the husbands, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. With the globalization of the best. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
maybe in the way that you want to touch the hearts and the minds of the people, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, put things in order, Lord God. But do it out of love, Lord God. Not, Lord God, there's a lot of anger going on. Lord God, we do it out of love. Do it, pray.
Amen.
Father, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Heavenly Father, as we come before you on this beautiful, blessed day that you have created, we are grateful. We are happy, Lord. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Lord, I thank you for the unity. I thank you for the peace. Lord, I thank you for the healing that is going forth even now, Lord. I thank you for your protection and your abundant love and your uncommon favor that is touching us even now, Lord. I thank you for the children. I thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. As you continue to give your grace and mercy that endures forevermore, I thank you for, and I lift up Prophetess Cynthia Dawson unto you, Lord. I lift up Prophetess Bessie Allen, and I even lift up Prophetess Natalie Jefferson unto you, Lord. And I thank you for covering all of them right now, and even everyone else who is on this phone line and everyone else who is not on the phone line. Thank you for covering our Archbishop, Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and their family as well. Thank you for all that you're doing in advance as we continue to have an attitude of gratitude and continue to show our love unto you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every life here on the line. We thank you for the people of God coming together even now, Father God. We thank you for a new day even now, Father God. We thank you for this new morning even now, Father God. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you and lift your name on high even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for our elders and our children even now, Father God. Cover them, Father God. Cover them with your blood even now, Father God. Father God, order our steps even now, Father God. Allow wisdom to be upon us even now, Father God. Open our eyes and our ears, Father God. Allow clarity to reign and be with us even now, Father God. Father, thank you for divine peace even now in our hearts and in our homes and in our spirits even now, Father God. Allow us to have restful sleep even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for innovative ideas even now, Father God. We thank you for the spirit of entrepreneurship, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the open doors and the abundance and the divine favor even now, Father God. Father God, allow right relationships, right partnerships to begin to blossom even now, Father God, to be attracted to us even now, Father God. Right relationships, right situations even now, Father God. Father God, we'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you're doing for your people. We thank you for all of our leaders, Father God. We thank you for our leaders, Father God, even in this nation. We thank you for all of our spiritual leaders. We thank you for our archbishops, our pastors, Father God. We thank you for our ministers, Father God. We thank you, Father God, even now for all of our elders and reverends, Father God. We thank you for our prophets and prophetesses, our deacons and deaconesses, Father God. We thank you for every spiritual brother and sister, Father God. Father God, we ask that you cover each and every one of them with the blood, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for touching all of our elders in our communities, all of our grandparents, our grandmothers, and our grandfathers, Father God. We thank you for keeping them, even those that have stood in the gap. We thank you, Father God, for covering our guardians, Father God. Even now, Father God, we want to lift them up, Father God, and ask that you grant them more strength, Father God. Restore unto them their youth, Father God, that which the cankerworm and the palmerworm have stolen. We thank you now, Father God, for granting favor even unto our youth, Father God, even into our children, Father God, as they enter into the summer, the school year and ending these summer months, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for covering them with your blood, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for touching them and blessing them in their comings and in their goings, Father God, making them the head and not the tail, above and not below, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for the divine hedge of protection that you have over each and every one of us. We thank you now for divine healing, Father God, that you're doing and that you have over our hearts, our minds, and our physical bodies, Father God. Father God, we thank you for granting strength to those that are weak, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for granting healing to those that are sick and shut in, Father God. For if thine eyes be lifted up to the hills, which cometh thy help, knowing thy help cometh from the Lord. Oh, Father God, we thank you above all for your everlasting grace, your everlasting love, your everlasting mercy, your everlasting peace, your everlasting kindness, Father God. We thank you now for what you're doing in each and every one of our hearts. Create inside of us a clean clean heart, Father God, and turn us from our wicked ways. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you. We lift you up. We thank you for this day, Father God. Father God, we thank you for this time of prayer to gather with the saints and come before your presence. And Father God, we ask you that you begin to move on the behalf of each and every individual that's joined this call, even in the background, Lord, that doesn't have an opportunity to put their prayer in the air, Father God. We ask you to please move on their behalf, Father God. Father God, we ask you to visit their homes. Father God, we ask you to visit their loved ones. Father God, we ask you to touch those things that are precious to them, Lord. Father God, we ask you to continue to protect, continue to guide us, Lord. Father God, we want to thank and lift up the prophecy this evening, on this morning, Lord. We want to lift up the prophecy that we continue to gather the momentum that it needs, Father God, that move shall continue to speak through the earth, Father. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing in our lives and our families, Lord. Father, we even lift up the ministers. We lift up the leaders, Lord. We lift up the teachers, our children, Lord. It's time to get ready to go into the new school year, Lord. That you would visit the classrooms and you would give our children a mind to focus, give our children a mind to excel. Give our children the ability to be social, but not to get caught up in the things that can be relevant, Father. All that you're doing, even in the lives of our mothers, Lord, even in the lives of my mothers. Father God, thank
Amen.
You for all that you're doing, even in my family, Lord. Father God, we lift them up, and we actually continue to do your work. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen.
Glory be to God, even so far. We thank you that, Lord, you are a shield for us. You are the glory and the lift up of our head. We thank you for the anointing, Father, to rest upon this line. The anointing that will rest upon our leaders, Father, even Archbishop Egon, John, and Pastor and Prophet Deborah John. Father, that the Lord, you will continue to renew them, my God. Continue to sow in heights and depths, as you are taking them into the mysteries, Father, that you're unfolding. Thank you for the blood covering. Thank you for your angels, my God. Continue, Lord, to be, Lord, even around the nations in your protection, Father. In a pillar of cloud of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day. We thank you for your covering of your wings, Father, over the lives of your people. And we thank you for the victory in every area. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophet Naomi.
And Father God, I thank you, God, that you have given us the strength to walk into the victory, God, to overcome any circumstances in our lives in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that you have already given us the peace of all understanding, God. I thank you, God, that your word is already yes and amen, God. I thank you, God, that you have given us the joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength, God. I thank you, God, for all the understanding that you're giving us. I thank you, God, for the breakthrough that you're sending to the people of God and to each individual that is on this line tonight. I thank you, God, that you have already have given us the miracles and all things around us. I thank you, God, that this is a new and a wonderful day that you have already placed, God. And I thank you for every precious moment and that you said in your word that we can accomplish all things through Christ, God, and that we are successful in your word, and we stand on your word on tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. And we speak forth the perfection of our day. And we thank you, Lord, that today is the best day that you have to offer us, and every good and perfect gift comes from you, Father, and nothing shall impede our purpose and your assignment on our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak forth expansion. We speak forth elevation. We speak forth increase. We speak forth deliverance to every captive. We speak forth healing to every afflicted. We come against every spirit of infirmity right now. And in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare healing for even Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, healing for even Prophetess Regina Turner. We dry up every nosebleed. In the name of Jesus, we command it to cease and desist right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for our Archbishop, our Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We stand with them. We strengthen them. We cover them with your blood. And that all shata in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare divine protection. And we stand against every demonic force that would try to raise up against them, every spirit of resistance in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare healing and breakthrough, deliverance for your people. And we decree and declare victory. We decree and declare elevation. We decree and declare expansion. We decree and declare promotions. We decree and declare raises. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the testimonies that are coming forth even in the next 7 days. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. All right. Just want to let everyone know to come back on the line in the morning at 9 a.m. Come back here at 9 a.m. Is there any other announcements from any other company of prophets?
Amen, amen. Yes and yes. Thank you so much, Prophetess Naomi. I want to invite the people of God at 12 noon tomorrow to come and join us for Theocracy Thursday. It's going to be with myself, my lovely wife, Prophetess Jessica Jordan, as well as Prophetess Deanna Kelly. Come and join us as we have a conversation on Unchristian, what a new generation really thinks. So come and join the conversation from noon to 1 later on today. Thank you so much, Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. Well, let this be the best Thursday of your life, the best Thursday of this week, the best Thursday of this year. In Jesus' name, amen. And we will see you back here at 11:52. Prophet, God bless.
Love you, family. God bless.
God bless. Good night.
God bless you.
God bless.